And we've got Andy on the radio specifically before the game, just to say a quick bit of background on why we've got to the point we have.
Yep.
With Charlie and what's happened this week and the previous week. So we could just cover that off first, please, Andy. That'd be great.
Well, we were told 15th, 16th of August that we were only going to get 500 tickets and the kickoff was 11:30. And it was non-negotiable. We couldn't get an answer as to why this had been imposed. We had a fairly good idea. It was linked to what had happened in February with the Chester game. But Phil Sheeran, in conversations with the Chorley chairman, couldn't get any further. Phil also made the valid point that the players kicking off at 11:30 is not very good for a game of football neither. And the response was that the players will just play. So we weren't satisfied with the way discussions were going. So we referred to the league on a number of issues that we had, including safety concerns, because in February, talking to Chester officials, there were inadequate safety precautions in place here for their game, and that was partly the problem with the disorder there. So the league then intervened and said, well, they wanted to convene a meeting. We couldn't convene a meeting in time to address the problems as we saw them. We met the police, Chorley and the league on the 5th of September, just earlier this week, to discuss through the issues. And things were even less clear at the end of that. So because we weren't able to clear the matter up before the Rushall game, we weren't allowing them to sell tickets because we didn't know what was going on and what the arrangements were. By the 5th of September, it was then too late to sell tickets. And we're now in this situation where we've refused to accept an allocation. And we've got a live stream back to Moston for those people who wanted to see the game. It's an unsatisfactory position, but we think that the progress we've made with the league and the progress we've made with Lancashire Constabulary will stand us in good stead for the future. As a club, we've always had issues with policing at the odd game. Every season we've had issues with policing at the odd game and imposition of conditions that we think are onerous and unnecessary. And people don't talk to us. When people discuss with us match day arrangements, things move a lot smoother. And we're now got the league agreeing with us that the league as a whole needs to have a procedure for high profile, high attendance games, and we're going to be sitting down with the league in the next week or two to resolve it. So whilst today's a mess, a complete carve up, and there's lots of people that we can throw blame at, we're hoping that from this a lot of lessons will be learnt and we'll be in a better position for future.